chill. All alone can show my energy out. Why you busy like she kidding me? Just to get to know her friends though. Tricky bitches try to get at the guap. That's why I roll up in a rento. I don't get too many friends. Soon enough they turn to enemies. And I'm about to meet a chill. All alone can show my energy out. Why you busy like she kidding me? Just to get to know her friends though. Tricky bitches try to get at the guap. That's why I roll up in a rento. Half the party taking psychedelics. Wonder why my drink tastes funny. When she said she putting in the weed. Start to taste money. Shameless with my face bloody. Walking nameless. Trying to say something, but I can't speak. Cause my face numbing. What she said is primo, mean it literally. Type of shit to get your hair stung. But I ain't tripping, I got drug problems. The Henny hotter like, what's up, dog? You know you only live once, dog. I beat the reaper to the punch, dog. In spite of that, I live eternally. So come and get it if you want, dog. I'm God blooded like Hercules. I don't keep too many friends. Soon enough, they turn to enemies. It don't bother me to chill, no. I don't know, control my energy, dog. She kidding me though, just to get to know her friends though. Tricky bitches try to get at the guap, that's why I roll up in a rental.
Hello to everybody listening. This is Miss Julie B. I will be your band babe for tonight. On tonight's Play Along Radio interview, we have a special group right out of LA or Southern California rockers, Swirl. But first, before we go into their interview, I'd like to give a little shout out to my wonderful sponsors. They kind of help keep the lights go on here. So let's see. Spring break is coming up. What would be better than to go out in your itsy-bitsy bikini and show off some skin in the hot weather? A Swim Rags bikini, that's what. You can go over to swimrags.com and check out the latest swimwear apparel, and you might just be fashionable for the spring break. 2018, yes, that's hot. Also, we are involved with AliveAtHemFest.com. That is a platform to showcase and live stream everything that is involved with Hemp Fest. That means like all trademarked events. We have the Portland Hemp Fest, the Seattle Hemp Fest, all over Hemp Fest. So you can go check that out. It is a work in progress, but if you think that you are all 420 and you would like to use the platform for, you know, to get yourself out there for an interview, anything like that, come hit us up at liveathempfest.com. That's liveathempfest.com. All right, so let's move on to the interview. So let's bring these guys on board. Let's see if they're out there. Hey guys, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great tonight. So tonight we have Brian Jones. He plays the drums and Swirl. We also have DT. He is the guitar player. And what's interesting, I see, is that they both share the last name. Jones. Are you guys brothers?
Yeah, not a coincidence.
So you guys are brothers.
Yeah, we might actually know each other.
Yeah, we've met once or twice before the band. So yeah, that's my brother.
Oh, cool. Awesome. All right. So it's relatively speaking here. So, all right. So, you guys are out of California. Your band name is Swirl. Tell us a little bit about your music.
Oh, geez. There's always the most difficult question. I've been doing a lot of press since the start of the year with the release of the new song and all, and that's always the question people ask. And look, the simple fact of the matter is that all four of us, even Brian and I mean, obviously we're brothers, we grew up together, but we approach music very differently. So our influences come from completely different places, and when we get together, we combine them or swirl them up. And as I like to say, you know, our music sounds like our name. It's the combination of those influences coming together. And aside from that, we're a hard rock band. Some people will say some songs are more metal. I always tell people, why don't you give it a listen and then you tell me? But I will say that I think the most accurate description that I've heard was that we are unique and interesting in that we combine the best elements of the past 20 years of American rock and hard rock. And I'll accept that, you know. That to me makes sense. You know, I've heard some comparisons to an amalgamation of Slipknot and AC/DC, and I don't know that I got that. But I'll certainly take it. I mean, those are great bands that are having huge careers. And then lately, I've heard a really edgy U2 comparison with like a pop punk kind of vibe to it. So, you know, now you're if you put them all together, you're getting Slipknot, AC/DC, and U2. So it's music, you interpret it and you kind of go from there.
I could see where they get you too. It's sort of like uplifting and upbeat. It's very fun to listen to. I fully enjoyed listening to your music. If you guys have not heard of Swirl and you're wondering where we're coming from, what does it sound like, you can go to their webpage here at swirltheband.com, and that's swirltheband.com. And you can go check out where they've been, what they've been doing. Their little music player is on the side there. You can listen to Swirl. They've been in the press. They've been all over the place. You guys opened up for some pretty heavy-duty rock bands. Would you like to enlighten us about that?
I'm going to let Brian take that one.
Yeah, you know, we have been fortunate enough to be playing with, you know, bands like Rat. You know, we've opened for Rat, we've opened for Extreme,
oh my
and Cinderella,
gosh.
And
such a great band.
What's that?
They're such great bands. I remember Extreme, Pornography album. Oh my gosh, yes, awesome. I mean, these are pretty far rock bands too. That's cool. Skid Row.
Absolutely. You know, look, I mean, it's one thing when you're sitting around and you're watching them on MTV, and the next thing you know, you're actually opening for them and hanging out and playing and talking, and it's been one hell of an experience, to be honest with you, and a great learning tool for us to be able to move forward in our career and keep things, you know, keep things great when we're touring. I mean, they've taught us a lot of different, you know, kind of cool tricks and tips to keep your band going when you're out there. And I think that that's been amazing all the way around.
Absolutely. So your career, you've been playing on stage, sharing the stage with all these amazing rock bands. Your music, how long have you been playing music? How long has Swirl been around?
Okay, well, the current lineup is going on 10 years this year, so I am very proud of that, and it's 10 years of the same four guys. That is remarkable in this day and age, especially for independent bands. You know, we've done 10 years,
wow.
The same four guys, no record company, no management, no booking agency. We do it all ourselves. And yet here we are still putting out music, touring, licensing songs into films, basically having a career in the absence of the traditional industry must-haves, I guess you'd say.
yeah, like a record, a record label. You guys don't have a record label yet. Or are you looking to be signed by a record label?
Here's the thing about that. I'm never opposed to it, you know. I mean, sure, the reach of a record company, especially an established record company, is probably going to be, well, not probably, it's certainly going to be more than we would have as four guys sitting at our respective computers trying to reach the world. So that global reach aspect that a record company provides is certainly would be beneficial, and so we're not opposed to it. But at the same time, not going to sit around and wait for one to come to us. You know, I mean, you know, with the internet, look, the world is 3 feet from your face. And so if we have to knock on every door and answer every email and you know, turn over every rock, whatever it takes to get ourselves out there to people, we'll continue to do. If some label comes along and wants to assist us with that, then, you know, join the party. But the party is underway and the party will continue.
Absolutely. So you have four members for 10 years. So we have Brian Jones. You're playing drums. You're on tonight. We're missing Alfred Ramirez.
Absolutely.
Right? And he's the lead vocals. And then we have Shane Carlson, the bass. And then, of course, DT, you're the guitar player.
Yep.
Awesome. So
that's it. That's the four of us.
So for 10 years, you guys have been independent. You guys have been learning the music industry as you go, or did you have some sort of insight into it before you started? Like, what drew you all together?
Oh, okay. Well,
all right, Dwayne, you better take this one. This is crazy.
Especially,
okay,
especially
well, first of all,
if you're saying that you all have
Brian and I drawn together the thing, you know, is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, like Brian was telling me earlier that you guys all have a different musical taste, and you kind of swirl them all together. So, did the love of music bring the band together, or how did it? How did you guys all start?
Well, yeah, the way we got started was, you know, sound like I'm dropping names, but it, you know, you're not dropping names. You asked for the story of this band, so I'm going to give you the story of this band.
All right.
This band started with Claude Schnell, who was the keyboard player in Dio. He had talked to me about writing with another band that was here in Southern California that he was going to take into the studio. And that was my introduction to Al and Shane.
Wow.
And after working with Alfred and Shane for a little bit, it was strictly going to be just a writing thing. You know, we're going to write and then go into the studio with Claude, demo out some songs, and whatever happens from there happens. But as it turned out, we were having a lot of fun and decided we'd start playing a few shows in Southern California. It was after one of those shows, a friend of mine came to me and said, "Hey, you know, Al would sound really good singing Swirl material." I approached Alfred about it, and we ended up going into the studio with Fred Corey, the drummer from Cinderella, worked on two songs. Those songs are Mad Disease and Time to Fly. Time to Fly got particularly well received when we finished the recording sessions, and that led immediately to touring opportunities. The first one, as you said, we've been out with some pretty big bands. The first tour opportunity we had was with Stephen Piercy and his solo band, Stephen Piercy being the lead singer of Rat. So
wow.
At that point, you know, we've got these songs and we need to put the band together. So I, you know, we pulled Shane from the previous band. Brian is there playing drums, and Claude is to this day wondering why we never got into the studio to get anything done. But he is much happier with where we're at now, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, oh my gosh, well that's pretty amazing. And you know what, since you've just mentioned that you let's go into a song, all right, and let me see if I got this right.
Sure.
You collaborated with the drummer of Rat to put together Time to Fly.
Nope, the drummer of Cinderella.
The drummer of Cinderella. All right, and so, okay.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, everybody out there. It was, Swirl collaborated with the drummer of Cinderella to compose Time to Fly.
That's correct. There you go.
Okay. All right, so I'm interested in this Time to Fly song. So would you like to share a little bit more about that, and we'll play it for our audience?
Sure. I mean, it was a great experience because that's a guy in Fred Corey who had been in the studio with Andy John. And if you know anything about Andy John as a producer, he is huge, legendary, was, rest in peace, legendary producer. Worked with some huge bands, huge Led Zeppelin.
Wow,
you know.
Yeah.
So he was able to take the experiences that he had and turn those over and share those with us to rewrite and record songs. And so those are lessons that we use to this day when we're in the studio. So we kind of filtered that knowledge down to our sessions with Fred and came away with a song that, quite frankly, I know we keep pumping out songs. And I recently was asked, so, okay, what's your signature song? It's still Time to Fly seems to be the song that when people hear our body of work, they go, that's it. Now, there's a new song we just released that's competing with it, which is great. But, yeah, Time to Fly, I guess, if nothing else, if you said, okay, there's one song, what one song could we put on that would define what Swirl's about, I guess I guess Time to Fly would be it.
All right, so let's see what it's all about. All right, Mr. DJ, throw that music on. All right, guys, we'll be back. This is Band Babe, Miss Julie B. Listening to RenegadeRadio.com. I hope you enjoyed that little song that we played there. That was by the band Swirl. That was called Time to Fly, and they are here live with us tonight. Hey, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Doing well. Great to be here.
Awesome.
Love hearing our stuff on the radio. That was awesome.
That's some pretty heavy-duty, great listening music. Like, that just gave me the great feeling, and just, it's so uplifting. It's so good to listen to. I love your music, so I'm proud to be playing it, Swirl. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. So, all right. So, let's go into a little bit more about your career. So, we just met. Actually, I had the pleasure of meeting you guys down at NAMM, show 18 this year. What a busy weekend that was for everybody. And we were talking a little bit earlier, you know, about, like, my first time being there compared to your, like, you do this annually. So this is something you do to put yourselves out there into the music industry. Could you share your experience of NAMM with us?
Well, I can honestly say NAMM, I mean, you know, I think I'm coming up now on almost 21 or 22 years of going to NAMM consistently, and you know, it's great because you get an opportunity to check in with people and kind of see, you know, where, you know, where other people are at and where your friends are at and stuff, you know, kind of a year later and all that. So it's great from that standpoint, but, you know, and kind of rekindling relationships and stuff like that. But, you know, for this year in particular, you know, very, very different, you know, simply because of the fact that the band has quite a bit of momentum with the new song. And you know, this was very much a, you know, it was great to see people, don't get me wrong, but there was a lot of business involved. And more importantly than that, people were actually coming up to us and talking to us about the new song and how proud they were of what we've, you know, what we've accomplished. And which is great, because, you know, the truth of the matter is, as much as I'm happy about what we've done, we are far, far from over. We've got so much more that we want to get done and more to do. But, you know, but it was fantastic this year to go to NAMM and actually, you know, be recognized for what it is that we're doing. And even to have Rock and Roll Industries, you know, have us come there and do a booth signing and all that, for them to recognize, you know, what has happened to this band over the course of the last 10 years. And it was just a fantastic experience all the way around this year.
So the song we just played, Time to Fly, was on your Swirl CD. And the song that you're talking about that you have just released that is causing quite the commotion, where could people find that at? And what is that? Could you share a little bit more?
Yeah, that song is called The Lift. It was released to the public on January 11th of 2018, so it's barely a month old. And it is the first song that we have had that's charted anywhere. We found out we are charting in the Midwest, and we are charting in Australia with that song. Yeah, it's causing quite a commotion, to say the least. It's coming off of a great 2017 that we had. You had already mentioned the Swirl EP and the fact that we had three songs that were involved in a film that came from the Swirl EP, and that was kind of what we spent 2017 ramping up and promoting and building some momentum with. And then we released The Lift, and it has literally moved things to the next level for the band. It's everything and that we had hoped it would be. It was a new experience all the way around for us. We ended up recording the song out in Santa Ana, California at Granite Record Studios with our good friend Emo, who is tied back into the film in as much as the producer of the movie that we have the three songs in, introduced us to Emo and Granite Records. And so this song, The Lift, is the first song we have done together. And clearly, we're going to be doing more.
Oh, well, that's great. So, the movie. So, is it an independent movie? Is it... Oh, tell us a little bit more about the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm used to calling it the movie. Okay, but the film is called Ditch Day. It's out in six countries. It's an independent film, two-time award-winning independent film. It stars Bill Oberst Jr., who is an Emmy Award-winning actor in his own right. Independent horror film. And look, the three other members of Swirl, this is DT talking, the three other members of Swirl, Brian, Shane, and Alfred, are horror movie people. I am not. So when we first got a... Not my thing.
He's coming for you.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Not my thing. So, you know, when we first were approached about the idea, you know, of course, the licensing idea we were all about, so that was fine. Not knowing much about the horror genre, but, you know, when you find out someone is interested in putting one song of yours into a movie, you learn about that genre, and it's, you know, 60 million strong worldwide and all that good stuff. So it was like, yeah, this will be a great opportunity for the band. Then it turns out we end up becoming the featured artist for the film and end up with three songs in the movie. And so, okay, you know,
So they really liked your work. Yeah, that's great.
It was a big win for us, and Brian is the one that gets the lion's share of the credit, because he's the one that knew the wife of the writer. And the writer loved it and took it to the producer. Her name is Megan Waters from Watertree Media, She loved it, and boom, next thing you know, like I said, the rest is history. We got three songs in the film, and we're off and running from there. Spent all of 2017 because we found out that Ditch Day was released, I think January 27th or something like that of 2017. It was released, and so we spent all of last year involved in the marketing and promotion for the film, and then turn around and release The Lift in January 2018. It's been a that's why NAMM was so great this year, because we had had such a productive 2017. So the product sponsorship thing is always great, you know, you got to do that. But the booth signing was the first time thing for the band, and the reaction, it wasn't, yeah, okay, you guys are still here, and this, that, and the other, and, you know, continue working, and it's good to see you. The reaction was a lot more of, here you guys had, and I've heard your new song, and you guys better get ready for the next wave of things that are coming, because, you know, you have a hit song on your hands with The Lift, and I'm always leery of someone saying that, kind of slowly sipping the Kool-Aid on that, but every time we turn around, I open an email, and you know, something else has happened for the band positive as a result of this song.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. That's so great. That's so entertaining too. So everybody can go check out that movie and hear the band swirl in it. Where could you find that? That's at the filmditch.com. That's,
yeah, and if you are a an Amazon user, it's free to Amazon Prime members. So you know, it's okay. Out there.
Yeah.
The countries are, let me pull it up online, just so, because, I mean, you know, we're on the internet, so you never know where people are listening from. So let's make sure we give everyone their opportunity. It's Germany, Brazil, Korea, France, the UK, and, of course, here in the US.
All right. Wow. That's quite a span. That's global. You guys are going global. Congratulations. I love your music, and I think everybody else here will, too. So, the story behind Lift is just as incredible as the story behind its creation. And so, saying that you guys have made this song and it's just on the up and up and up and up for you guys, maybe we should go into maybe playing it. How about that? So everybody can check it out. All right. So,
sounds like a plan.
So we're going to play.
I'm always down for listening to that song.
We are going to play the hyped about Lift. It has just been released. It's not even a month old. Last January, you said the 11th, right?
Of yeah.
2018. Yep. And so here it is. We're going to put it out there for you. So stay tuned. This is RenegadeRadio.com. And we are back. This is Miss Julie B with RenegadeRadio.com. You're listening to the Band-Babe Radio Hour. That song we just played